FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Friends and family of a Phoenix man who disappeared while travelling from Cape Town to Durban will today bid farewell to their loved one. Jason Foster was reported missing on his way back home over a month ago. The 38-year-old was last seen with his friend, a truck driver, in the vicinity of the N1 between Colesberg and Edenburg. His body was discovered 2 weeks ago in Springfontein. The death is being investigated. Speaking on behalf of his family, Dawn Gandon from Renegade Search and Rescue says Foster was identified by a relative on Friday.
Unfortunately, due to the condition of the body, there will be a sealed coffin. The family is going through a lot of emotions at this stage. They are finding it very, very difficult to deal with the matter because they didn't believe that he will be found deceased.
School Governing Body Federation, FEDSA, says stopping food sales in schools isn't the answer to the country's food safety crisis. Gauteng Health issued the ban in and around schools last week following a spike in suspected cases of food poisoning. Here's the Federation's Jaco Deacon.
You need to deal with the real issue. The real issue is not shops on school grounds, and it's not a duty of the school to inspect spaza shops around the school. That's the duty of the authorities.
And Qatar has suspended its work as a mediator in ceasefire and hostage release talks between Israel and Hamas. Officials in the country say work will resume once the two sides show their willingness to negotiate. It marks the biggest setback in efforts to reach a peaceful resolution since the October 7th attacks. The Gulf Emirate, which has hosted Hamas's political leadership since 2012, has been involved in months of protracted diplomacy. But the talks, also mediated by Cairo and Washington, have repeatedly hit problems since a one-week truce in November last year, the only one so far. Each side has blamed the other for the impasse. Back home, and a reminder that a severe level 4 thunderstorm warning is in place in KZN. The weather office has forecast damaging winds, excessive lightning, hail and heavy downpours across most parts of the province today. These conditions could lead to infrastructure damage, flooding and pose a danger to life and livestock. Durban, Kokstad, Margate and the Berg all reaching a high of 22 degrees today. Maritzburg 24, Richards Bay, Newcastle and Dulundi 27, Ladysmith 28, Moira River 20. We've got 2 meter high swells at the Durban beach this morning with sunset at 25 past 6. There's a southerly wind of 6 km/h. Cape Town 23 degrees. Johannesburg 22.